Another milestone of sorts has been reached in Afghanistan. The Pentagon announced today that the commander of the U.S. war effort there, Army General Tommy Franks, is turning the day-to-day management of military operations over to a subordinate commander. Military officials say the reorganization will allow General Franks to turn his attention to more pressing issues in and around the Middle East. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Army General Tommy Franks has until now been running the Afghanistan war from his base at the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida. Franks' area of command is the Middle East, including Iraq, plus the Horn of Africa, as well as Pakistan and Central Asia. In recent months, Afghanistan has taken most of Franks' attention, but he's now turning the war over to a joint task force to be based in Afghanistan. Marine General Peter Pace, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, says Franks himself decided to delegate his war responsibilities.
What Tom has done is determined that now is the time where he wants to have a subordinate to him who is doing the hands-on, day-to-day, combined joint task force work.
Army Lieutenant General Dan McNeil will head up the new Afghanistan task force. He'll have almost all U.S. forces there under his command. General Pace says this will relieve Tommy Franks of much of the work he has been doing.
I think it allows him to be able to spend perhaps a little more time on the rest of his region.
Prominent in the rest of Frank's region is Iraq, and planning is underway for a possible big military operation there against Saddam Hussein. A U.S. Central Command spokesman today said establishing the task force frees the command staff to refocus efforts on, quote, other things we need to move, unquote. The reorganization may also indicate that Afghanistan no longer warrants high-level attention. Donald Shepard is a retired Air Force Major General and a military analyst.
I think it's a natural evolution of the conflict drawing down to a much lower level. The Al-Qaeda's gone, the Taliban government is gone, security has not been secured across the country, but it's a much lower level of conflict than initially. So you can manage it with the task force, and so I think this is a natural evolution of command due to the level of conflict in Afghanistan, but not necessarily meaning that we're going to rush into Iraq, and not done so that we can rush into Iraq either.
The reorganization of the war management came after a busy weekend in Afghanistan. U.S. forces are said to have found two huge arms stashes over the weekend and killed five suspected Taliban fighters and captured 32 others in a raid on Sunday. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.